Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The basis for our message this morning is the two lessons that were read from last Sunday's Gospel, from Jeremiah and from the Gospel according to St. Luke. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord, I read that Gospel lesson on Sunday morning, and like most Gospel lessons, well, all Gospel lessons, we read it and we make this great profession. This is the Gospel of the Lord. And for the most part, it is gospel. Jesus does something. Jesus said something full of gospel. But when I got done reading the gospel lesson for last Sunday, and as I listened to Pastor Grimm talk about it, I don't know if I would want to say, this is the gospel of the Lord. It would be more like, this is the gospel of the Lord? Wait a minute, Jesus. What's this, you come to bring division and not peace? What about Isaiah who said, you would be the Prince of Peace? What about those angels who told the shepherds on that first Christmas Eve, peace on earth, goodwill toward men? How about all those times, Jesus, when you said, my peace I leave with you? We even say, and now may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. But Jesus says, I did not come to bring peace, but division. Well, Jesus is not the first one to do that. In fact, Jeremiah, the words that he said, they were causing great division. Now, if you remember Jeremiah, called very young, and the Lord said to him, Jeremiah, I'm going to put my word in your lips. You proclaim what I say to you, and that's exactly what Jeremiah did. And for the most part, that got Jeremiah into trouble. Jeremiah lived in a time during the history of Israel where they were sliding down fast. The last king, Zedekiah, was not a believer by any stretch of the imagination. He led his people in Baal worship, and for the most part, people worship Baal. And Jeremiah and a few others who were true believers in the Lord kept saying, wait a minute, God says we are to worship the true God. Wait a minute, God says we are not to be doing that. And for the most part, the people told Jeremiah to shut up. In fact, they tried to kill him. They threw him in a well one time. They put him in prison. I mean, all these things. And Jeremiah kept saying, but the Lord says. In fact, in the section that we read today, if we were there listening to the false prophets, I would be safe to say that they were preaching a gospel prosperity. That, oh, the Lord is going to bless you. And because you are blessed by the Lord, because you are wealthy, that means you're blessed by the Lord. And you know what? Just continue to do what you're doing. And for the most part, they were not following the ways of the Lord. When he says to them, you know what? This whole, it shall be well with you, no disaster shall come upon you. That was a very common phrase back then. And Jeremiah says, wait a minute. God is bringing destruction. You thought King Zedekiah was bad? Wait till I bring Nebuchadnezzar. You don't want to worship me in my temple? I'm going to take you 500 miles away and take you to Babylon, where it seemed like I had turned my back on you. But I didn't. And as you know, God made a promise to his people that he would bring them back to the promised land, and he did. Now Jesus, this I didn't come to bring peace but division, kind of makes your head scratch. I mean, house is going to be divided. And we're not talking about over what I call frivolous things, like which political party are you supporting, what sports team are you rooting for, what restaurant you're going to go to, what's the parking spot that you're going to be. This all comes down to Jesus. Because Jesus, in this phrase, he does have gospel. Because he says, I have a baptism to be baptized with. He's talking about his own crucifixion. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. In Luke 9:51, Luke records this, he says, and he turned his face toward Jerusalem. Jesus was a man on a mission. He knew exactly what he had to do. He was going to suffer, and he was going to die for the sins of the whole world. This baptism that Jesus was going to be baptized with was a bloody, forsaken, God-forsaken sacrifice. But he did it for you. He did it because he loves you. When Jesus says, I'm going to be baptized with a baptism, he wasn't talking about a Greek final coming up. Now, it may seem like, let me tell you, it's not the worst thing in the world. You're just beginning. And I think that's great. We call Greek camp boot camp. You survive boot camp, you'll be okay. But let me tell you, you'll go out and be a pastor and a preacher, and there will be some things that you will say that people will say, that's hard to swallow. People don't like the law preached to them. They love the law preached to everybody else, but not to them. But in order for them to understand and appreciate the gospel, they need to hear God's law. And that's what Jesus is talking about. That's what Jeremiah did. Because God loves us so much that he says, you know what? There are times when repentance must come first and forgiveness comes, where we realize God's grace for us. God and Jesus made the great sacrifice so much that he offers us his very meal as we eat and drink and remember what he did on the cross and know that your sins are forgiven, that no matter what else happens, and there will be some people who may be questioning you why you're here, why you're going to be a pastor and all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you, God has a plan for you. He's going to use you, and you're going to proclaim God's word, and it's the greatest, greatest thing you could do. Jesus came to bring peace. Yes, and division as well, but the great peace between us and God. Thanks be to God. Amen.